Jean Weston. Dutch Ambassador to Indonesia Mark Harriksen expressed his gratitude to Indonesia for always continuing to push and build bridges in the international community. The Dutch Ambassador thanked Indonesia for being a bridge builder. It has been 8 decades on the world stage, from the Bandung Conference through the G20 presidency, said the Dutch at the King's Day 2025 event in Jakarta, Tuesday evening. Gelsen assessed that Indonesia and the Netherlands both benefit from the strong relationship between the two parties, while giving examples of more than 25,000 Indonesians who have studied in the Netherlands and many Dutch companies active in Indonesia. National Cooperation Agency has begun cooperation in the caregiver sector. According to a JICA press release in Jakarta, Tuesday, the work project on the two parties is called the Project for Enhancing Caregiver Competency, which will be held for 3 years. The collaborative project was initiated to address the challenges faced by Indonesia, which is facing an increasing elderly population, and Japan, which is experiencing a crisis of caregiver shortages. That was the news.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua. overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia implement or practices the sustainable tourism in our destination.
Okay, fortunately, for yourself in Indonesia, managed to visit one of them. Over the weekend, visit the other tourist villages.
Yes.
Okay. Previously, you mentioned about the collaboration with stakeholders, NGOs. But what about the coordination of national and local governments to apply clean tourism principles?
Yeah, I think this is the important key factor. How we in the national and local governments coordinate and collaborate each other to apply clean tourism principles. National and local governments work closely together to implement clean tourism principles, ensuring that policies and actions are aligned to create sustainable and environmentally responsible tourism destination. This coordination takes place through four main areas. The first one is about policies and regulations. National and local authorities align their visions and missions by developing consistent policies, including regional regulation, or we call it peraturan daerah, PERDA, and on cleanliness and sustainability. National standards and certification are also introduced, which can be adapted or expanded by local government. Then the second one is programs, about the programs and implementation. National initiatives are rolled out at the regional level, with the central government supporting local efforts through funding, guidance, and also the establishment of a regional task force or coordination team. So in terms of Gerakan Wisata Bersih or Clean Tourism Movement, we fully support and we coordinate with the local government to make the inclusivity and the participation of the community, the local community. And the third one is about education and awareness. Joint campaigns are conducted to raise public awareness about cleanliness and sustainability in tourism. Training and capacity building programs are also provided for tourism businesses, community members, and also local officials. And the fourth one is supervision and evaluation, of course. Both levels of governments collaborate in monitoring implementation, ensuring compliance with the regulations, and conducting evaluations. The feedback gathered informs policy improvements and help strengthen the effectiveness of the clean tourism movement.
And so one of the efforts to ensure this coordination is that last week, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism visited several regions to reinforce this campaign, urging stakeholders to take active roles in preserving environments while supporting tourism growth. So what's the goal of last week's ministry visit to the regions, the result and the outcomes expected?
Yeah, last week, ministry visit Mandalika and also Labuan Bajo. The primary goal was to raise awareness about the importance of cleanliness in tourism destination and to strengthen the commitment of local stakeholders. About local stakeholders. It is the government, private sector, and communities in fostering a clean, healthy, and sustainable tourism environment. This visit also serves as a platform to promote the principles of regenerative tourism. It is not only minimize environmental impact, but actively contributes to the restoration and well-being of tourism destination, like we did in Labuan Bajo. In addition to the visit aimed to align the visions and mission of relevant ministries and institutions to ensure that the clean tourism movement is effectively implemented. Of course, about this issue, we collaborate with the Ministry of Environment as well as Ministry of Forestry. This includes ensuring regulatory backing, fostering cross-sector collaboration, and integrating the movement into broader sustainable tourism development programs. The expected outcome is a more unified and actionable approach that supports long-term tourism resilience and competitiveness across Indonesia.
In the near future, any short-term plan, programs, or events coming up to promote clean tourism movement?
Yeah. Next week, we will implement the program on the Danau Toba. Danau Toba is one of our priority tourism destination in Indonesia, located at North Sumatra, Danau Toba. So I think it's also very good to implement, to get the participation, to get the inclusivity of the all stakeholders in Danau Toba.
Really, sounds so exciting. Danau Toba next week. Okay. And in every region visited, how do you see people's awareness, enthusiasm in supporting this movement?
Yeah, we can see the passion and the spirit of our people to make our destination more clean and comfort to be visited. In every of our events of Gerakan Wisata Bersih, attended by in average 2,000 people to do the movement for a big screen up, for instance, in Mandalika as well as Labuan Bajo. So I think it's really good and really nice to also to promote volume tourism. That's what we call. Voluntaries and tourism. So foreign tourism. So we invite as well as foreign tourists, also domestic tourists to involve in this movement to do the big screening, for instance, and also how they can see how should they treat their waste or their debris to put it on the web page, not on the river, not on the street, something like that. Yeah.
Voluntarism, really interesting. When it comes to challenges, how do you see this in applying this movement?
Yeah, about the challenges, I think the biggest one is about the mindset. I mean, how we can educate our people, our stakeholders in every destination to have the attitude, to have the habits of cleanliness. So I think we talk about awareness and behavior. That's the first. And the second one is about the infrastructure. There is a lack of adequate infrastructure for waste management, sanitation, and clean water in some of our tourist destinations. The third is about law enforcement. Of course, this is the important thing if we talk about the regulation. The enforcement of law related to cleanliness and environmental protection in the tourism sector is need to be improved. And the fourth is about coordination among the stakeholders. Yeah, that's all.
So let's raise people's awareness then in implementing this clean tourism movement. What would you like to say to all parties, government, stakeholders, travelers, and our listeners around the world who plan to visit Indonesia so that can they be more aware of this movement ensuring the future of clean, sustainable tourism in Indonesia?
Yeah, thank you. So let's unite and take collective responsibility from policymaking to on-the-ground action. Government, businesses, local communities, travelers, and educational institutions must collaborate actions all stages of tourism development and implementation. Let's be a responsible tourist. Because this is our planet, the only one that we should take care about it. Together, we can enhance the physical experience by offering meaningful, immersive, and sustainable travel options that respect local cultures and the environment. By embracing Indonesia's natural beauty and cultural heritage, by embracing a circular economy, we empower local communities, ensuring that tourism not only preserves Indonesia's natural beauty and cultural heritage, but also fosters economic opportunities that benefit both present and future generations. So let's build the quality and the sustainability in our tourism.
Yes, hopefully with self-awareness, collaboration, we can together realize clean tourism movement. Thank you so much, Pak Fajar Hutomo, expert staff of Project Management of Indonesian Tourism Ministry, for sharing your insight about clean tourism movement in Indonesia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Wak. You're welcome.
Well, we think that today's VOA Talk Clean Tourism is not just about preserving places. It's about building a culture of care, responsibility, and collaboration. The journey starts with all of us. Stay tuned for more inspiring talk only on Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'm not afraid to die. Harvest happily.